All right. We are back going live. What's happening, fellas? Fellas, fam, fam. It's good to be back going live. Good to be back going live. Shout out to the family. Shout out to the sisters, guys. I shout out to the sisters. You know, a lot of y'all swear by God that I'm a woman basher. That's all I get is you just bash women. That's what your whole concept is about, is bashing women. But let me tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I do not condone bashing women. I do not condone hating women. I don't condone any of that kind of stuff. I'm just here for the modern day foolishness. You know, somebody got to do it. Somebody got to step out on the line and do it, guys. Somebody got to step out and do it. And shout out to the simps. Shout out to the simps, guys. We got to send a shout out to the simps because simping is a very hard job. It's a very taxing job. You know, some of you fools are gonna live and die by simping. And the simp community grows. It grows, it grows, it grows, it grows, it multiplies day by day, guys. And that's you know, what can we do? We have to try to do something. Anyway, guys, let's just jump into this thing right quick, man. I got something that we're gonna try out right quick. What we got? Where we got? Here we go. Let's do this, guys.
It does matter. No, it does matter.
No, you found someone else. You moved on.
What you mean I found someone else?
You don't want to be a part of this baby's life anymore. You found someone else and moved on. What else do you want me to do? So I just
allow me in the room with my type.
No, you cannot.
Are you really being like this right now?
Being like this. Really? You don't want to be with me anymore. So what's the point?
What that have to do with my child? That got nothing to do with him. I want to be a father in his life. How about you let me do that? Go to court for that?
Other than that, you're not a part of this anymore. You chose her over me and this baby. So it is what it is. What do you
So everything I have done up to this point, you don't care about none of that.
No,
none of that matters.
I don't.
None of that matters.
So why don't you?
I'm gonna be there.
Why do you?
I'm gonna be there. Regardless, even if you want me not to be there, I will be there.
I will have security.
And you will not be able to stop me.
I will have security.
What's security gonna do?
You can't come in there.
That won't stop me from going in there. I'm gonna see my baby and I'm gonna go in there whenever I wanna do.
Looking at him in the window.
No, I'm gonna do whatever. I'm walking right in that room and I'm gonna see my little Johnny. I don't care about none of that. I don't care about none of that. And you're not gonna stop me. No security guard finna stop me. No, me and her gonna be walking in there.
You get to come in the room.
Because that's my baby.
You can see him.
Guess what? This house is my house.
Okay, so I can leave.
Okay, yeah, you can leave, but I'm gonna be in the hospital. I don't care about none of that. Guess what? I'm gonna be in there. I will be in there, and you won't stop me from being in there. I don't care what security gonna do. Nobody gonna escort me out.
Put a restraining order.
That won't work. It won't work. Because guess what? I'm gonna still pop up. I'm gonna pop up next to your bed. I'm gonna pop up. Once his head pop out, my head gonna pop out. I'm gonna be there. I'm definitely gonna.
All right, guys, you know, when I first seen this in video, man, you know, I kind of was like, yeah, this is the very reason why women are always online on social media whining about guys that don't, you know, take care of their children. Oh, she don't want him to see his child and all that. But then I kind of listened at it a little bit carefully. And, you know, I have to be honest with y'all, man. I can't blame this young lady for not wanting him to be in the delivery room. She, you know, obviously he out here, you know, living foul, probably living raunchy. And, you know, the young lady don't want him to be in the delivery room. That's why she said, you know what? You can just see him from the window. You know, look at him from the window. And now, you know, obviously he's up here cutting up, acting a fool, whining, arguing with the woman, which you know what I say by arguing with women. You never need to be arguing with a woman. But the young lady do have a good point. You know, hey, you ain't want to be with us. So, you know, haul your ass. That's basically what she's saying. You know, hey, you can still be a father, but you ain't finna be in the delivery room. And granted, you know, he got a whole nother woman. And, you know, I don't know the circumstances behind the story about, you know, him dating two women, but, you know.
I'm gonna be there. And you're not finna stop me from being there.
What you mean?
What you mean what I mean? You know what I mean. I'm gonna be there for my child. I'm gonna be there for my child, like I said, and you're not finna stop me. And that's it. That's it. I'm gonna be there. Security guard not finna stop me. Police officer not finna stop me. Even the doctor not finna stop me. I'm gonna be there to see my child. And guess what? You ain't gonna stop me when I do that. Because guess what? That's my child. I've been providing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Guess what? I've been providing.
You decided that you don't want to be with me and the baby anymore.
That does not matter. That does not matter with my baby well-being. I'm going to be there when my baby get out of your stomach. I don't care about none of that. I'm going to be in my baby's life. I'm gonna be in my baby life, and are you gonna stop me?
You're gonna be in the baby being in the room when I want you in there.
Because guess what? I wanna see my baby. That's a part of being a father, right? That's a part of being a father, right? No, guess what? I'm gonna be in my baby life. Whenever the baby come out of the room, guess what? I'm gonna be in my baby life. I'm gonna be there for first grade, fifth grade, doesn't matter. Graduation, doesn't matter. I'm gonna be in my baby life, because guess what? I've been here up to this point. That is my child.
I don't think so.
That is my child. That is my child. That's what the reports say. That's what everything say. Guess what? I'm gonna be there for my child.
How?
What you mean how? I'm gonna be in the room.
I'm not allowing you in the room.
You cannot stop me from being in the room. How are you gonna stop me from being in the room?
Stress on me.
I don't care about no stress. Guess what? I'm gonna see my baby.
If I happen to die during this because of you coming in,
guess what? I'm gonna see my baby.
No, you gonna see I'm gonna see my baby in the incubator.
I don't care about none of that. Guess what? I'm gonna see my baby, and you're not gonna stop me from seeing my baby. How you gonna stop me?
I'm gonna go somewhere else.
Oh, you wanna go somewhere else? Guess what? Wherever you go, I'm gonna be there. Guess what? I got your tags. I got all your information. I'm
gonna
be there. Trust and believe.
You're gonna be on block.
No, I don't care about if you block me. It doesn't matter. Guess what? I know your mama. I know your sister. I'm gonna know where you at. I'm gonna know where you're gonna be at.
They know what I want.
I don't care what they want. I don't care what they know. I'm gonna be there.
It's not gonna happen.
Guess what? Nothing is bigger than my child, and I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be in my child life.
No.
And it's my child as well.
Putting stress on me and the baby just having this.
You know, you giving me stress. Because how about you allow me to be in the room?
Move on.
Allow me.
Yeah, guys, this is straight foolishness, to be honest with you. This is straight foolishness. This guy seems to be a clown, man. This is nothing more than a bunch of foolishness. The young lady is basically, telling, hey, you don't want me, then I don't want you to be in the delivery room, and which I think that's fair enough. That's fair enough. And, you know, he, to me, it's still emotional attachment there with her. Now he, bouncing between both women, and that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. That's called living foul, guys. And to be honest with you, that's a lot of weak man syndrome. That's a lot of weak man syndrome, because a lot of you Negroes are out here running, bouncing between woman to woman, acting like, because it's the thing, to poke your chest out, sleep with all kind of women. Obviously, you got one of them pregnant. Now your ass finna, you got to have a financial responsibility as well as a moral responsibility. And now you all the way in a relationship with a whole nother woman and trying to be in a delivery room, the delivery room with the baby mama. That's all bullshit, man, to be honest with you. It's bullshit. Now, everything I do, guys, is based around helping men get past breakups, get past divorce, because there's no real place where we can go to vent, to get help, keep them suffering in silence. But we gotta call bullshit out when we call bullshit out, man. And like I say, before I seen this video, I was kind of like, man, this is the very reason why men are not in their sons and or daughters' lives, is because the women don't want them to be in their lives, and they're using the kids to manipulate the father. But obviously that's not the case right here. Obviously, this is foul. And guys, just because these dudes are here sleeping with all kind of women, being raunchy, that's a lot of beta. That's a lot of it doesn't show any kind of masculinity at all. And mainly he's sitting up here arguing with this woman back and forth about being in the living room. She don't even look like she that far along, man. It really don't. I mean, you can't really tell, but it don't look like he already arguing about some shit that's already way down the road, man. So this is just all the way around foolishness, if you ask me, guys. It's all the way
of having a baby when you're older, like some of us. Okay, had her at 47. Patient as a mother. Like, you don't want to sleep. Oh, you just pooped, so it's probably not gas. Oh, you don't want to eat either. You just want to scream. Okay, cool. We'll take a walk outside. No problem. She can't beat me. Mm-mm. Patient is all get out. She got a little seat. Look. Okay. Put her in her little outside chair. And we just kind of walk the neighborhood driveway back and forth. I am unfazed. Welcome to having an old mommy baby.
All right, guys. All right, man. Listen, man. This is where being a 304 out here dating on the carousel, this is where it gets you, man. Now this woman is damn near 50, you know, walking around with a newborn baby. You know. And I venture to say, guys, we're going to be starting to see a lot of this. This is finna start having a lot because, you know, these women get around their mid-40s and 50s, and they think they can just hit the reset button and go back to their 20s, you know. And they got in their mind that they can just, you know, there's all kind of surgeries and alterations they can do to their bodies and all that bullshit. And, you know, they think they can go back to their youth for the next 10, 15 years. And as we can see with this lady, a child done popped up. Why? Because she's on a meat carousel, man. She's on a meat wagon. She's on a meat wagon. She's out here going from man to man, probably. And now she's pregnant. That's the results. This is the results, guys. And a lot of these women, you know, when they raise their daughters, it's always, you know, you need to have fun. You need to play around. You don't need to be with a man in your 20s. Yeah. Wait till you get in your 30s and then you can settle down. Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time when they're in their 30s, a lot of time they didn't already have a kid. And, you know, they expect a man to run in and save the day, which, you know, they can find them kind of men now. Because simps are real, guys. Simps are everywhere. They pop up, you know, all over the place. They're not gonna run out of simps, guys. It's the preferred profession now. It's the preferred profession. Is, you know, I got a baby in my 40s. I'm about to be 50, and now I can go out, find me a little simp, and then he can do his daddy, his stepdaddy thing. But, you know, we all know where the road to simping ends at. We all know how that ends, guys. We all know how that ends. Let's move on, guys. I got to look at something else. Here we go.
Then I decided to go with her to get a paternity test done. When we got the paternity test done, it was also concluded that I was not her father. At this point, I was shocked. I've had 4 kids with my wife, and she was the oldest, and I needed to see how far this rabbit hole went. I told her to not let her mother know that we know this information, and then I went to my next oldest child, not mine. I went to the one below that, not mine. And then I decided to stop there because the youngest child is so young that this may directly affect them, and they don't really understand what's going on anyway. So I didn't even want to go into that rabbit hole, but when I got the information, I immediately was like, let me go talk to my wife about this. So, like always, she didn't take responsibility or any type of accountability, and she said, how are you going to believe your wife over these tests? I was like, are you serious? Are you like, for real, for real? Like, is this really where you're going to go with this? Then she starts crying profusely and saying it was only one time. I didn't mean to do it. And I was like, it was only one time. Hey. And then I showed her that each one of the children aren't mine, with the exception of the youngest, as so I think. That's when it dawned on me that it was one time, multiple times. And then when we looked, each one of the children had different baby fathers. And somehow that made it even worse, because it wasn't just one person you was cheating on me with. This is a habitual thing with multiple different people that you probably don't know about. And I'm taking care of their kids. They're my kids. I've raised each and every one of them from a super young age, and they stood by me through this whole situation. But to think that she's not who she said she was, because up until that situation, I thought we had a great marriage. I thought we had a great life. I thought everything was going good. I thought that we were building together and already have built together. She is a stay-at-home mom that works on things that she wants to do. She takes care of the kids. She cooks. She cleans. She does everything that's needed inside of the relationship with me. Yet, She didn't tell me that she wanted to go outside of the marriage. She didn't tell me that she wanted.
Guys, this is exactly what I tell you. This is what simping will get you. Now, I'm not going to call this guy simp because I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, his claim to fame. But the way he's talking, he got a lot of simpy spirit with him. He have a lot of simpy spirit. He has the spirit of the simp, you know. Yeah. He has the spirit of the simp. Yeah. He's, yeah. He, this is how a man become broken. I mean, real, real broken. And, you know, real broken. You know, you got 4 children and the youngest one is yours. The only one of them is yours. And plus, you got your name on a birth certificate. Yeah. Yeah. So, and be honest with you, man, in some states, you catch hell and high water trying to get your name off them birth certificates, man. You got to go through a lot. And not all the time the judge will agree. You know, you've been taking care of them children. You're going to be staying taking care of them children, you know. And that's if he decides to leave, because a lot of these guys, you know, they stay. It's easy to just, shit, man, you know, they stay. They don't up and leave the woman. They don't up and say, you know what, I'm out of here. You know, you can have it. Plus, you know, she'll stay at home, mom. Yeah, you know, she, yeah. What is he going to do? You know, put her out, put the kids out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You caught between a rock and a hard place, man. I hate to tell you. You caught between a rock and a hard place. And a lot of times, the you know, and she'll stay at home mom. So maybe, hell, they might even award her alimony. And I tell y'all something else about these damn family courts, man. There's nobody watching over these judges in family court. You know, they make all kind of outlandish decisions, all kind of bullshit decisions. And there's nobody there to hold them accountable. So, you know, hey, he might end up paying her alimony. Who knows, man? They have way, way, way too much leeway in family court. Way too much leeway. Let's finish.
I do anything. Anyway, after finding out the information and getting her side of the story, I let her know I would need a couple of space. So I had rented a hotel for a couple of days and I stayed in it. I stayed away and it was all right. It was good, but I really missed my kids and I wanted to see them. So after a couple of days, I was back inside of the house, but I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't say anything to my wife. I didn't speak to her. She would try to talk to me and I would look away. I would take care of the kids. I would grab the kids, take them to the mall, do different things with them. And everything was just, I was just trying to figure things out. I was just trying to see how I could make our relationship work or see if I need to separate and just take the kids myself. Like, I didn't know what to do if I had any like legal rights to these individuals. Yeah, my name's on the birth certificate, but I'm not biologically theirs. I just wanted to figure things out, but I didn't even get that chance, because 6 days ago she decided, other than taking any type of responsibility, to have a hangout session with the chandelier. And I'm so happy I have my kids, because I just don't know what I would like. It's just baffling to me. Because the whole time, even with evidence, she just kept denying and denying and denying and denying. And I don't know if I did something wrong. I don't know if I was never supposed to know in the first place. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I didn't want this to happen. I didn't want to not have my kids, not to have their mother.
Yeah, this guy, it seems like, man, he just lost for words, man. He just confused. And that's understandable, man. He don't know. Because at this point right now, man, his life is about to change. And a lot of time what guys will do, you know, they'll rather deal with the pain inside of the marriage than deal with the pain of leaving the marriage. So that's what sounds like he's contemplating. He's in the middle of trying to figure out, where do my life go from here? What do I do? Do I take care of these children? Do I bounce? You know, do I leave the woman? Do I stay? You know, do we do counseling? All that shit, man. You know, there's only one real way, you know, that this is probably that it should end up, you know, you do what you can to make sure you take care of your child. Do your damnedest to get your name off that birth, off those birth certificate, and then, you know, you move on down the road. See, that's the problem with simping, man. Once you become a simp, man, and you become so emotionally involved in these relationships with these women, and you allow them to have mental control over you, man, you know, that's no end. That's no end to what they can, you know, what you'll end up tolerating, what you'll end up accepting. And now you so wrapped up in a relationship until you don't know. And a lot of guys just say, you know what, I'm too deep in this and I'm just going to stay, you know. And this chick got children, three children by three different men while she's in a relationship with him, you know. She got three different baby daddies while she's married. Three different baby daddies while she's married. And they got the nerve to say, well, there's no good men. And this guy's, you know, obviously he wants her to take accountability. We know women are never going to take accountability for nothing. And even though the DNA test simply show, it clearly shows that, you know, these are not his kids. And yes, we were married during this time. But obviously, you know, we all know women will never take accountability for that. And if you sitting there expecting them to take accountability, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just the way they are. You know, very seldom will that happen. Very seldom will that happen, guys. But this is just, but let this be a lesson, man. And I do these things for, you know, young men and for women with sons, you know, because this could have been your son. This could be your son, ladies. It could be your son. And, you know, the hard thing is for a mom to sit there and watch her son suffer, and there's nothing she can do about it. That's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it, but just sit there and watch her suffer, watch him suffer. But anyway, guys, I'm not going to take this thing too much more longer, man. Remember, guys, yeah, if they give you a choice between being a simp or being by yourself, guys, just be by yourself. Until next time, peace.